With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Pentagon deploying 3,000 more active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border as President Trump seeks to clamp down on illegal immigration. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has ordered the elements of a Stryker Brigade combat team and a General Support Aviation Battalion for that mission. Week-long diplomatic effort to help end Russia's war in Ukraine crashing down on the Oval Office. Here's Greg Clugston.
After White House visits by two key European allies, President Trump said he looked forward to Friday's meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
We're going to get along really well, okay? We have a lot of respect. I have a lot of respect for him.
But tensions ran high during that Oval Office meeting.
Wait a minute.
No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning. You're not winning this.
The diplomatic breakdown leaves many unanswered questions about how to end Russia's war in Ukraine and the global repercussions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a majority of voters favor an election integrity measure recently advocated by the president.
A survey of 1,210 U.S. likely voters was conducted on February 24th and 26th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 48% disapprove. The latest figures include 35% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 40% who strongly disapprove. That gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 5. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's running for mayor of New York City. The Democrats' entry into the race today relaunches his political career following harassment accusations. This is SRN News. Your pastor is very concerned about religious freedom abroad.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they've brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy that allowed boys to compete against girls in athletics. In order to follow President Trump's executive order, Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. This is SRN News. Consumer prices inched lower.
Government says inflation edged a tenth of a point lower last month compared to December. 2.5% in January. It's getting closer to the Fed's 2% target. At the same time, consumer spending fell 0.2% last month from December.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason. President Trump signing an order to increase domestic lumber production. It includes a directive for the Commerce Department to investigate the possible harms the lumber imports pose to national security. Microsoft shutting down Skype, the video calling service it had purchased in 2011. Tech giant says it will retire Skype in May and shift some of the services over to Microsoft Teams, its flagship video conferencing platform. More details at srnnews.com.